It was quite dark, but for a faint red glimmer at a distant corner of the wall. I cried out. My voice was the only sound, for the singing on the violin had stopped. And suddenly a hand was laid on mine, or rather a stone-cold, bony thing that seized my wrist and did not let go. I cried out again. An arm took me round the waist and supported me. I struggled for a little while and then gave up the attempt. I was dragged toward the little red light, and then I saw that I was in the hands of a man wrapped in a large cloak and wearing a mask that hid his whole face. I made one last effort. My limbs stiffened, my mouth opened to scream, but a hand closed it, a hand which I felt on my lips, on my skin, a hand that smelt of death. Then I fainted away. When I opened my eyes, we were still surrounded by darkness. A lantern, standing on the ground, showed a bubbling well. The water splashing from the well disappeared almost at once under the floor on which I was lying, with my head on the knee of the man in the black cloak and the black mask. He was bathing my temples, and his hands smelt of death. I tried to push them away and asked, "Who are you? Where is the voice?" His only answer was a sigh. Suddenly a hot breath passed over my face, and I perceived a white shape beside the man's black shape in the darkness. The black shape lifted me onto the white shape. A glad neighing greeted my astounded ears, and I murmured, "Cesar." The animal quivered. Raoul, I was lying half back on a saddle, and I recognized the white horse out of the Profeta, which I had so often fed with sugar and sweets. I remembered that one evening there was a rumor in the theater that the horse had disappeared and that it had been stolen by the opera ghost. I believed in the voice, but had never believed in the ghost. Now, however, I began to wonder with a shiver whether I was the ghost's prisoner. I called upon the voice to help me, for I should never have imagined that the voice and the ghost were one. You have heard about the opera ghost, have you not, Raoul? Yes, but tell me what happened when you were on the white horse of the Profeta. I made no movement and let myself go. The black shape held me up, and I made no effort to escape. A curious feeling of peacefulness came over me, and I thought that I must be under the influence of some cordial. I had the full command of my senses, and my eyes became used to the darkness, which was lit here and there by fitful gleams. I calculated that we were in a narrow circular gallery, probably running all round the opera, which is immense underground. I had once been down into those cellars, but had stopped at the third floor, though there were two lower still, large enough to hold a town. But the figures of which I caught sight had made me run away. There were demons down there, quite black, standing in front of boilers, and they wield shovels and pitchforks and poke up fires and stir up flames, and if you come too near them, they frighten you by suddenly opening the red mouths of their furnaces. Well, while Cesar was quietly carrying me on his back, I saw those black demons in the distance, looking quite small in front of the red fires of their furnaces. They came into sight, disappeared, and came into sight again as we went on our winding way. At last they disappeared altogether. The shape was still holding me up, and Cesar walked on, unled and sure-footed.